What is your name?
Raywin.
Where were you born?
Adder Park Hospital.
When were you born?
October 18th, 1987.
What did your parents do for a living?
My mum was in the police, my dad's a wagon driver.
Where did you go to school?
Devonshire Park Primary School and then Park High.
How long have you supported Everton?
About 18, 19 years.
Why did you support Everton?
Because my dad did at the time, and he would have killed me if I supported anyone else.
Who's your favourite player of the past?
Duncan Ferguson. Just funny watching him as well. Just never took any nonsense off any other players.
What did you like about his play?
He's always a good head of the ball, and he's always like strong in the box, and always pushing people around. Great.
Yeah, he really cared about the club, didn't he?
Oh yeah. I remember his last game for Everton when he got a penalty last minute. It was against West Brom and they were winning 2-1, and he scored at the end. Penalty, just about second time he took it as well.
Who's your favourite player now?
I'd say Fellaini. He's not like Big Dunk, but he does put his weight around a bit, and he's a good passer of the ball as well.
He's got a lot of skill for a big man, hasn't he?
Oh yeah, his elbows seem to fly a lot, but that's because just how big he is, really.
What about his hair?
If he had a moustache, he'd look like a proper scouser.
Have you ever met a player?
Yeah, I've met old players and new players. I met Joe Royal. I've met Neville Southall. A couple of weeks ago, I met Anders Limpar. I met Andy van der Meijde as well, a few others.
What were they like?
Alright, Joe Royal was the best to speak to. All the stories and that. Really nice fella.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
I'd say Howard Kendall. See, but he was good in 85. I remember when he kept us up, like last day of the season, and that was really good.
He had like success, and then he had to sort of like bail us out as well.
Drag us back off.
What's your most memorable Everton match?
I'd say when we beat Liverpool 3-0. So it was we weren't exactly the best team on the day, but we still won, and it can be like that in a derby.
Scored some good goals, like, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Crucial goals at crucial times. What else did you like about that day?
Just the atmosphere. At the end, everyone stayed for about 20 minutes singing until the end, and then went to the pub right afterwards, and everyone was singing in the pub all night.
How's going to the match changed? Like ticket prices, programmes, half-time food, the behaviour of fans?
Not much really. The only thing is really, that was the Chan, since Chan came in, like the food's changed and things like that. It's nothing else. I haven't been around long enough to notice any changes.
Notice anything about the fans, like any changes in the fans?
Yeah, the past 5 years, Goodison's gotten a bit quieter. You know, not as much singing as usual, but I don't really know why that is. But
that's what Portsmouth fans said at the last game of the season. They couldn't hear Everton fans.
Yeah, this has been really quiet. I stand up trying to sing top balcony as well, and no one's start singing. It's a nightmare.
How has the ground changed?
Like
parking, stands or terraces or seating?
Not much really, I don't think. Apart from a lick of paint on the outside and remember the 125 years, like history banners up, and that's about it.
Do you have any match day rituals?
Not really. No, just go to the ground, really.
What does the Merseyside derby mean to you?
It's a lot, really, because most of my mates are Liverpool fans, so it's always got that. The knot in the bottom of your stomach, derby day. Easy.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
I've never been to many away grounds, but I went to, I could say Wembley, like the new Wembley, when I went twice, and it's really, really good, especially the atmosphere with all the Evertonians there, and walking up to the ground, so everyone's just singing.
What's the is that the furthest away ground you've been to?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing the stadium?
It won't work. So you look at Inter Milan and AC Milan. Their fans hate it, and Inter Milan are looking to move away from the San Siro. So it just wouldn't work, by the way. Especially rights, and you get stadium sponsorship, don't you, like the Reebok and that, and it just wouldn't work.
Has football become too commercial?
Not really. It's you don't really notice it at the grounds and that, only if you're looking for it. Most people just concentrate on the game, but it's more money to the club, so for the better.
Do you think there's like too much media and sort of distraction sometimes, or too much interference from the media?
Yeah, a lot. Like for referees as well, like the mistakes they make in players, mistakes never used to be like that. Used to just get on with it, but it's Everton's highlighted now and analysed about 10 times.
Thanks very much, Ray.